My name is Al Whitney.
And my name is Ingrid Castle.
Welcome to In Defense of Humanity on this 23rd day of July 2016.
Our program is about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species.
While accepting and understanding that the current corporate commercial legal structure that both government and business is built upon
is actively seeking to take control of most organic life forms on our planet.
Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require
that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women.
Much of the information we discuss on our show can be found on my website, anticorruptionsociety.com. After the show, links to the material we talk about on the show will be posted on the IDH program links page.
And if you need to remind yourself why humanity is worth defending, please read and enjoy the In Defense of Humanity page that's listed at the top of the Anti-Corruption Society homepage.
Well, tonight we're going to focus on the wonderful works of Melvin Stamper, attorney Melvin Stamper, and the secrets that he exposed, the secrets you were never supposed to know, actually, in his wonderful book, Fruit from a Poisonous Tree, which was released, I believe, in 2008. And I have a copy of it right here. It was published by iUniverse, which is an independent publishing company in Indianapolis, Indiana. So when Melvin wrote this book, I was reading it again and looking at the final chapter. He was just waking up at that time to what happened on 9/11 being very, very questionable. And Melvin was a pilot, so I guess he didn't see it right away, like most of us didn't see it right away. But most of us since then, and long ago, have figured out that the official story wasn't true. But I want to, before we start talking... Okay. Good evening, folks. Sorry, we had some miscommunication. Ken did a good job covering for me, and I'm sitting here waiting for him to call. We just kind of didn't connect on what was going to happen tonight. But welcome. Good evening to In Defense of Humanity. My name is Al Whitney. This program is about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species while accepting and understanding that the current corporate commercial legal structure, both government and business is built upon, is actively seeking to take control of most organic life forms on our planet. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women. Much of the information discussed on this show can be found on my website, anticorruptionsociety.com. After the program, I'll post links on the IDH program links page to some of the materials we talk about tonight. If you need to remind yourself why humanity is worth defending, please read and enjoy the In Defense of Humanity page listed at the top of the Anti-Corruption Society homepage. I'd like to make new listeners aware that there is a free People's Empowerment Guide to our corporate commercial legal system on my website called Lawfully Yours. It is a collaboration of many men and women in the legal accountability movement. You can locate it by clicking on the Lawfully Yours tab at the top of my homepage. Our guide has been viewed more than 47,000 times since it was posted 2 years ago, and it's now in its 9th edition. We keep adding to it as more information and ideas come to our attention. This guide contains valuable strategies for challenging the non-existent authority of our corporate government. Also, I've started a weekly talk show call dedicated to the material in Lawfully Yours, where we discuss the different strategy. The call is on Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. You can click on the TalkShoe logo on my homepage to locate the call information. Tonight, The topic of discussion is going to be, what is your legal character? I ran into some new information this week I wanted to share. I also listened to one of the researchers, one of the many researchers in this whole legal reform movement, and I'm not sure I should call it legal reform as much as legal discovery, where we've been working at this, some of us, for decades, trying to figure out exactly what happened to our government and our legal system. So many people have been awake for a long time that what happens in our courtroom has nothing to do with justice. So I'm standing on the shoulders of giants, as many people have said before me. People have been researching this again for decades, and some of my consultants, at least two of them, maybe even three, have been at this for 30 years. So they have a lot to teach me, but believe it or not, I have found some things under different rocks that even they hadn't yet discovered. There's so much information on this, it's hard to cover it all, but I have to tell you, when I listened to another, I'm trying to think what would be the best name to call this kind of movement. Some people call it the Patriot Movement, and they spell it with a P-A-Y-T-R-I-O-T, and that is that... if you join their group or you pay for their information, if you write a check and give them money, then they'll give you the magic formula to finding freedom or getting yourself out from under the system. I have a hard time with these people. I understand that they feel they work very hard and they're doing this maybe full time, and therefore they think they're entitled to be paid. But they don't seem to be thinking about the fact that do we really want to set up a system where the only people who can get out from under the rules, regulations, fines, fees, penalties, and absolute control that's going on, the only people who can get out from under it are people who have enough money to pay somebody to teach them how to do it. I'm still having a hard time with that. I don't think that freedom should come with a price tag, and therefore lawfully yours is free, and it always will be. And the talks you call and the information that I put out and my people put together, we're going to make sure that information remains free. You don't have to have a magical password. You don't have to join. It's information that's free and available to everyone. So anyway, this guru that I was listening to this past week, his idea was that you have to be a private person. And he was trying to explain what a private person is. And he had some flaws in his premises that were just kind of outrageous. I listened to about an hour and a half, and finally I just quit, because he didn't really understand the definition of the word person, or he would not have used it. There's no such thing as a private person in legal terms. Let me say that again. In legal terms, in their world of legal land, there's no such thing as a private person. So what we're going to talk about tonight is indeed your legal character. And what is your legal character? And basically, we all have two choices. We're either legally alive or we're legally dead. And I'm going to explain that right now. Okay, according to the legal dictionary of thefreedictionary.com, the term character means character. And then they put in parentheses, an individual. Noun, being, body, figure, human being, man, mortal, party, person, personage, personality, self-determined being, somebody, someone. And those are the legal definitions according to thefreedictionary.com. So the key to finding out what your legal character is the word person. because the word person shows up everywhere throughout our government and legal system, from the federal level to the local level. Statutes passed by legislators and regulations created by agencies are all written for legal persons. Let me give you some examples. The Federal Register Act of the United States from 1935 defines a person. Okay? Person means an individual, partnership, association, or corporation. The statutes for the state of California defines a person. Person includes any person, firm, association, organization, partnership, limited liability company, business trust, corporation, or company. The statutes for Ohio define a person. Person includes an individual, corporation, business trust, estate, trust, partnership, and association. And lastly, the Uniform Commercial Code in General Provisions, Article 1, defines a person this way. A person means an individual, a corporation, a business trust, estate, trust, partnership, limited liability company, association, joint venture, government, governmental subdivision, agency or instrumentality, public corporation, or any other legal or commercial entity. However, legal persons are not flesh and blood living men and women. In the examples that I just gave you, there was no mention of the word man, was there? No mention of the word living, no mention of the word natural, no mention of the word woman. That's not what their legal person is. Proof that our laws and statutes are written for legal fiction persons and corporations, not for flesh and blood living men and women, can be found in the legal process by which courts interpret and apply statutory legislation. Sometimes the words of a statute have a plain and straightforward meaning. And that's what they're hoping we think when we read these statutes and these definitions. But in many cases, there is some ambiguity or vagueness in the words of the statute, such as person, that must be resolved by a judge. To find the meanings of statutes, judges use various tools and methods of statutory interpretation, including traditional canons. The judiciary may apply rules of statutory interpretation both to legislation enacted by the legislature and to delegated legislation such as administrative agency regulations. Now, this is what I came across this week. These three rules that are used to interpret the applicability of statutes. Okay, the first one is in Latin. I'm going to just give a shot at pronouncing it, eiusdem generis. Eiusdem generis means of the same kind, class, or nature. In statutory construction, and again, for those who are unfamiliar, when your state legislators meet and pass a, quote, law, unquote, what they're really passing is a statute, a state statute. So, going on, in statutory construction, the eiusdem generis rule is that where general words follow an enumeration of persons or things by which of a particular and specific meaning, such general words are not to be construed in their widest extent, but are to be held as applying only to persons or things of the same general kind or class as those specifically mentioned. And when you think back of how I define person, you will see they were all what we call legal constructs. And for those who are unfamiliar with that term, a legal construct would be a corporation, which is a legal entity that was constructed by lawyers. The same way with an estate or a trust or a partnership. These are devices constructed by lawyers to do business and generally in commerce. Okay, the number two item that I found that supports what we are saying about persons not being living men and women. And this is called expressio unus est exclusio alterius. Please forgive my Latin. Is a rule of construction applying both to statute and legal writings that states that one thing having been mentioned, the other is excluded. Thus, following this rule, no dogs allowed means that lions are allowed, but guide dogs are excluded. So how would that apply to persons? Living flesh and blood men and women are excluded. Okay? None of these statutes use that term man or woman. They have no gender. They have no race. So they are excluding living flesh and blood men and women. The third item I found, which is verification of this conclusion, is called nociter associis. And this means comprehended from accompanying words, perceived from accompanying words, realized from accompanying words, recognized from accompanying words, and understood from accompanying words. In other words, in that list that we read you, person is part of the grouping of the others. It is accompanying the other words. Therefore, it is a legal construct, not a living flesh and blood man or woman. In America, the states have authority over relevant matters in their respective jurisdictions, and that would include explaining why the states get to determine what the mandatory vaccinations are, requirements are for going to public school in that state, unless the state's definition of their statutes conflicts with those recognized federally. This explains why both California and Ohio define persons almost identically with the federal register. And people knowing how much money comes from the federal corporation through their agencies and their grants, you bet your bippy that these states are going to have these same definitions because they are engaged in contracts and doing commercial business with the federal corporation. So they have to have the same definitions. Well, legally, the term character includes both men and persons, and I read that at the beginning. The way the term person is used in statutes, which is preceding a list of non-living legal constructs, precludes it from referring to living men and women. Let me say that again. Well, we'll take a break and we'll get right back to this. This is just a short break, 3 minutes.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. I'm Elle Whitney, and tonight we're talking about what is your legal character. And we're focused on the person, the legal. Some people refer to it as the dead legal fiction person. Some people call it the legal juristic person. But we are specifically talking about the legal person, quote unquote, that shows up in all our statutory laws. This shows up on all levels, from the federal to the UCC, to the state statutes, all basically the same entity, a legal person. So let's go back to where we left off. Well, legally, the term character includes both men and persons. The way the term person is used in statutes preceding a list of non-living legal constructs precludes it from referring to living men and women. Unless, and here's the kicker, the Uniform Commercial Code regarding presumptions is applied. Basically, the difference between legal persons and men or women is as significant as the difference between life and death. It is everything. Legal persons cannot walk. Legal persons cannot talk. Legal persons have no gender. Legal persons have no race. Legal persons don't occupy space. So this is a really important distinction that we make. Our legal character. What is our legal character? And if you can hear my voice, if you can hear my voice, then you are not a legal person. Legal persons can't hear either. This nefarious system stays in place due to the presumptions that we are volunteering to be dead legal fiction persons. And according to the UCC general provision, presumptions remain valid unless evidence is provided to the contrary. So let's read Black's Law Dictionary, 6th edition, definition of presumption. It's not exactly what we assume it is, what we use in common language. It is different. And here's Black's Law definition. A presumption is a rule of law. Most people don't know that. Statutory or judicial, by which finding of a basic fact gives rise to existence of a presumed fact until the presumption is rebutted. A legal device which operates in the absence of either proof to require that certain inferences be drawn from the available evidence. Now, unquote. That's their definition. Now you see how when we talk about presumption, most of us are unaware that a presumption is a rule of law. But indeed, that's what it is. And that's what we're getting afflicted with. The presumption that legal character, and if you remember the definition that I read, that definition included man, and the definition included human being, the definition included person, and the definition included personage. I do not believe this is a mistake. What they do is they use this kind of trickery or word magic so that we make the assumption that if it's talking about a person, it's talking about us. I'm not even sure attorneys understand this, although it seems so basic what I just explained there, and I didn't go to law school, seems so basic that any attorney smart enough to memorize all that stuff and pass the bar ought to be able to understand everything I just said and ought to clearly, quickly see what the problem is. But yet, that doesn't seem to be the case, not at least with the attorneys I've spoken with. They do not see it. They do not acknowledge it. So what do we do about it? Okay, this puts the ball in our court. The presumption is there. The presumption is there. We know that because they pass these statutes and then they come to us and they want to fine us. They want to accuse us of violating their laws. We'll continue after the break. You got 5 minutes, folks. Get a cup of coffee.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The 5 tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
Call now to find out how to get your free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. This is Al Whitney, and we're talking about your legal character and the fact that these statutes are not written for living men and women. The fact that they have no gender. I mean, we all should have been suspicious right off the bat. But again, we've got a whole legal structure. All these lawyers, and I've heard many of them, tell us that they apply to us. And in actuality, they only apply to us if we agree to be that legal person. Considering that all of these government entities are corporations engaged in commerce, then it stands to reason what we've been saying all along, that the whole setup is run by law merchant. It's run by commercial law, the commercial law of contracts, also known as the Uniform Commercial Code. So the first step, the first thing we have to do is we have to rebut the presumption that we are this fictitious person. And that we have volunteered to be taxed, to be tax and code slaves. Because we want to be tax and code slaves. You know, I mean, that presumption is there, and it's there because the people are not told the truth about these definitions. Their lawyers aren't telling them the truth. Their schools aren't telling the truth. And yet the definition of the word person is everything. And I'm sort of surprised that more of these people in the legal accountability movement don't see this. I mean, when we take calls tonight, maybe some of the listeners have ideas as to why this seems so easy to understand and why so many people in our movement don't even see it. They're just like, I don't know. it's still a puzzlement. Tis a puzzlement. So to help us use this awareness, we have discovered, and it, quite by accident, actually, that Clinton changed the form of government by executive order. We've talked about this many times, that during a national emergency, the president has the authority to do pretty much anything he wants. And we have been in a national emergency since 1933. The presidents keep renewing it. To get evidence of that, this is not my opinion, just look up Senate Report 93549 and read it for yourself. The people who did this did extensive research in the permanent state of national emergency. You can find it on anticorruptionsociety.com. If you go to the link at the top that says Source Documents, and you scroll down, you will see an item called Senate Report 93549. Just click on that, and you can read it yourself. So that's how Clinton assumed the authority to sign into, quote, law, an executive order, 13132, and he did this in 1999. To my knowledge, and if anyone knows different, please let me know, this has never been revoked. It is still in place. He changed the structure of our government, and he made our government officially federalism. Trust me, people, federalism is not a constitutional republic. Now, nor does it guarantee life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The fundamental principles of federalism, and you can read this again, Executive Order 13132, just look it up, you can follow right along. In Section 2 is the fundamental federalism principles. I'm going to refer to Item D. And this is where Clinton gave us our freedom, if that's what you want to call it. The people of the states are free, subject only to restrictions. Notice, he didn't say Bill of Rights or rights. He did not use the word rights. He said subject only to restrictions in the Constitution itself or in constitutionally authorized acts of Congress. The people are free to define the moral, political, and legal character of their lives. Unquote. So right there, he told us all, and most are unaware of this executive order. I don't see any other way to interpret it other than he was telling us all that we had the right to define both our political and our legal characters. Now, I started out the show with a definition of the word character. So that means that he is authorizing the population, the people of the states, he's authorizing them to define their own political and legal character. Unless we define our political characters as non-United States corporation citizens and our legal characters as living men and women, we will continue to be obligated under all of the thousands of onerous, inane, and many times undisclosed codes and statutes that are passed by federal, state, and local corporate governments. People, that is just critical that we understand that. There's no reason not to use that to our advantage. This is an offer that came from the highest office of the United States Corporation, the CEO at the time. I doubt when Clinton signed that, I doubt very much he wrote it. In fact, I would bet anybody $1,000 he didn't write it. And I'm not entirely sure I would bet any money that he even understood it. My feeling is the people behind the scenes pulling the strings, the puppet masters, gave him this document and told him to sign it or else, and he did. So that's what we've got. That's our reality. That's both our political reality and our legal reality. We can talk all we want to about what happened in the Civil War and the 14th Amendment. We can talk all we want to about that. Whether or not we've got legal money, we can have long conversations about all of that. And many of the people on the on these talk shows, like this one, are doing exactly that. But that, in my opinion, that does not solve our problem. We are still signing and wearing the mask of the legal, dead legal fiction person. Therefore, they're inflicting all their rules on us each and every day. Now, we have an option. We can do our best to get out from under that and make a move, file a notice, or we can just sit and accept it. And I choose not to sit and accept it. These rules and regulations are, quite frankly, they're turning our removing all our freedom. And no matter where we looked, we're being fined or taxed or penalized. And all these institutions and entities from the federal all the way down to the local keep adding more rules, more fines, and more penalties. It's not getting better. It just seems to be getting worse. And as they bring in Agenda 21 and cap and trade taxes, et cetera, I don't see this as getting better in the near future. So that's why we came up with the concept of the condition precedent. And we talked about that about a month ago, but I'm going to bring it up again because this is real important to understand that the presumption is our legal character is this fictitious corporate entity called a person. And it is up to us to define it as not being a corporation, as being a living man or woman. So there are three easy steps involved in redefining both your political and legal character. Number one, stop being a U.S. corporation citizen. Remember, it's a corporation. You're not a citizen of a sovereign government. You're a citizen of a corporation. And stop voting for the government corporation trustees who do not and will not work for you anyway. Okay, and we have a link on our, you can go to the anticorruptionsociety.com and you can type in the search box, cancel your voter's registration, and you will see an article on how exactly to do that. And it's not hard. It's really quite easy. Okay, number two, implement a condition precedent notice to publicly declare yourself a living flesh and blood man or woman. Number three, restrict your signatures by signing without prejudice on each and every document. Each and every time you're asked to sign, sign without prejudice. That allows you to preserve your rights to declare yourself a living man or woman. And that is under UCC 1-308, performance or acceptance under reservations of rights. Now, Black's Law, 4th edition, defines exactly what a condition precedent is. And here's what Black's Law says, quote, it is a condition referring to a future event upon the happening of which the obligation becomes no longer binding on the other party if he chooses to avail himself of the condition. I'd like to read that again because that's real important to understand that last phrase. A condition precedent is a condition referring to a future event upon the happening of which the obligation becomes no longer binding upon the other party if he chooses to avail himself of the condition, unquote. That means once you do this condition precedent and you file your notice, it will be up to you to decide whether you want to avail yourself of your ability to declare your humanity and notice whoever's demanding performance from you that this doesn't apply because you're a living man or woman. You don't have to fight this battle every single time on every single incident. You can choose and to decide and under what circumstances you will be using it and what circumstances are not a problem to you. And that's what I like. You could do this and never use it at all if you don't want to, but you would have it. So in other words, once you implement a legal notice, establishing your political and legal characters and sign your applications, registrations, and contracts without prejudice, you can challenge the enforcement of onerous terms and conditions that either were not disclosed, were agreed to under duress, or only apply to legal persons. You can use the following example to create a notice of condition precedent or write your own. This example was designed to define both your legal and political characters for the record. It also contains a statement for mothers and fathers to rebut the presumption that their sons or daughters are under the parental authority of the state known as parents patriae. So let me read this. I know I covered it before, but it's really important, I think, especially when I hear all the other people out there, good researcher, doing their best to give you their version of the world and how they think it really works. But I think if they would take a look at the information I just gave tonight, I just can't see how anyone can deny this big elephant in the room called the legal person when it's so obvious that that is the mask that they want us to wear. And that is the mask that's creating all the problem for us. So here's what the notice of condition precedence says. Okay. And I'm going to read it exactly as written. In compliance with Executive Order 13132, Federalism, signed by President Bill Clinton on August 10, 1999, Section 2, quote, D, the people of the states are free, subject only to restrictions in the Constitution itself or in constitutionally authorized acts of Congress to define the moral, political, and legal character of their lives, unquote. I hereby define my political and legal characters as follows. Be it known to all that I, Jane Doe, as a living flesh and blood woman, on this day of on this 23rd day in the month of January in the year 2016, do hereby give notice to all in the world that I am not a citizen of the United States. Any who wish to challenge this admission must do so by responding to this notice within 30 days of last publication. Notice is also given to anyone in the world who may have a contract or unsigned presumed contract under the above name, living at the below address, that this notice serves as an addendum to all contracts or presumptions ab initio in which the signatory name may or may not appear. Notice that the following be included as part and above the signatory name, quote, without prejudice, unquote. Let it be known to all that this notice also serves to rebut any presumption that the state has parental authority, parents patriae, over my son and daughter, Jimmy John Doe, date of birth 5708, and Sally Ann Doe, date of birth 1704. All return address or responses to be addressed as follows. Notice all three line addresses will be returned to sender. And we're going to take a short break. Be back in about 2 minutes.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
In defense of humanity, and before we go to the second hour, I want to just finish real quickly on our condition precedent notice. We stopped saying at the end that all return address or responses to be addressed as followed. Notice all three line addresses will be returned to senders. The address that is to be used is four lines. First line is the name. Second line is the road and street number. Third line is the city. And state to be spelled out, not abbreviated. The zip code can be put in brackets. And the fourth line is United States of America with a little U, a capital S, and a capital A. There's a good reason for that. And the reason for that, and that is the end of the notice. That's all that will be contained in the notice that will be published on a website. There is a link to that. I can put the link up again and all the information that we covered on the show about a month ago. so people can get more clear on what this is and why this would be important. But why have we put that fourth line, United States of America? Because believe it or not, there are two political jurisdictions, and only two. I know that's hard for people to understand because on the internet, Judge On and a whole bunch of other people say that you can be a state citizen or a private citizen or an American national or all kind. They have all kinds of different things that they claim you can be. But according to their world, and again, knowing your enemy, our only defense is going to be knowing our enemy and dealing with this in the remedies that our enemies have provided us. Granted, they don't teach it to us. We had to find it all ourselves. But nevertheless, we've discovered enough of this that I feel comfortable with this determination that there are two political categories. Now, you find the definition of these two political categories real clear in Title 28, Judiciary and Judicial Procedure. Okay? Part 5, Procedure. Chapter 115, Evidence. Okay? And this is what it said. Section 1746. Unsworn declarations under penalty of perjury. Whenever any law of the United States or under any rule, regulation, order, or requirement made pursuant to law, that would be all your regulations, any matter is required or permitted to be supported, evidenced, established, or proven by the sworn declaration, verification, certificate, statement, oath, or affidavit in writing of the person making the same, such matter may, with like force and effect, be supported, evidenced, established, or provided by the unsworn declaration, certificate, verification, or statement in writing of such person, which is subscribed by him as true under penalty of perjury and dated in substantially the following form. Stay tuned and we'll finish up on the under penalty of perjury when we come back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.